This episode of Fireside Mystery Theater is brought to you by Audible. For dear listeners of our show, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Go to audibletrial.com/fireside and browse the over 180,000 titles they have to choose from. You can listen anytime and anywhere on your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Audible has a fabulous collection to choose from, and it's hard to decide what to listen to first. I recommend laughing along to the witty musings of Nora Ephron in I Remember Nothing and Other Reflections, or I Feel Bad About My Neck and Other Thoughts on Being a Woman. If you're a fan of her writings and films such as When Harry Met Sally, Heartburn, and Sleepless in Seattle, you'll enjoy listening to her narrate her sardonic take on the past, present, future, being a woman of a certain age, and other hilarious and poignant reflections. Her writing is sharp, clever, candid, and all wrapped in humor and wisdom. Go to audibletrial.com/fireside and download this or any audiobook for free today. In this episode, we have for you a tale of love and laughter in the face of the inevitable. Beyond the Grave was performed as part of our Love After Death show. It was taped live at the Slipper Room on Sunday, February 26th, 2017. So I suppose I can confide in you, dear listeners. Someone among you caught my wandering eye, and in a little moment of coquettishness, I gently dropped my handkerchief to the floor. Well, the person I had in mind didn't actually retrieve it, and instead this fellow over there intercepted it and returned it. But not before blowing his nose into it. You don't think I didn't see you, buddy. Back in Victorian times, when it came to the use of the handkerchief, there were a very specific set of signals employed. Holding the handkerchief to your right cheek meant yes. To your left, a respectful no. To draw it across your lips was to say, I desire your acquaintance. If I were to throw my handkerchief over my shoulder, it would indicate that I would want you to follow me. And if I wanted to convey indifference to you, I would twist the handkerchief in both my hands. But if I twisted the handkerchief in my right hand, it would be clearly understood that I'm spoken for and love another. Got all that? Good. Speaking of peculiar practices from bygone days, here is an equally peculiar story of love lost and regained, set among an older generation.
Thank you for being here today to honor the memory of dear Louise. Her family will be receiving guests in the fellowship hall. Please join them to share in the sweet memories you have of Louise.
Pardon me, miss. Excuse me, miss. May I get by?
Oh, are you talking to me? Elsie, did you hear that? I got called miss.
In a hurry, are you?
Would you let the man by? He's got some bladder regulation issues, you know.
Thanks for the announcement, Al. Maybe a little louder next time. I don't think they heard you in Poughkeepsie.
By all means, please.
Thank you. Are you going to the reception?
Sure, we always go.
I will see you there, then.
So long, ladies!
So? How did you know Louise?
Elsie, look who it is. The man who called me miss.
You mean the man who has bladder regulation issues?
Sorry, pal.
I didn't know Louise too well, actually.
She was my neighbor at Whispering Springs before she moved to the assisted living unit.
I had only met her a few times when I would visit Elsie. What about you boys?
I worked with her husband a long time ago.
I'm here for the free food.
I like this guy. What's your name?
Al. I actually knew Louise's husband, too. He played poker with him and Ray over here.
Well, it's very nice of you to pay your respects.
Seems to be fewer and fewer of us at these things.
Yep, survival of the fittest.
My heart condition would beg to differ.
Survival of the luckiest?
That's more like it. What's your name, sweetheart?
Harriet. Two R's and two T's.
I'm Elsie.
Isn't that something? I had a cow named Elsie when I was little.
Yeah, who didn't? I was named after my father's favorite cow.
No joke?
No joke. We grew up on a dairy, ended up being an insurance salesman, but talked about that dang cow like it raised him or something.
Hey, sounds like we got something in common with that, Elsie.
Well, not so fast there. This isn't bingo night at the Elks Lodge. Show some respect for your dead friend's dead wife.
Elsie?
What? You didn't even know her. Neither did these two chuckleheads, from what I can tell.
Well, we should probably get going anyway. I drove us here, and I don't see too well in the dark.
Well, now we all have something in common.
Thanks, ladies. It's been a pleasure.
He doesn't mean the funeral. He means meeting you both.
Sure. Well, good night, fellas.
Did she seem familiar to you?
Who? Elsie? She's a dime a dozen.
No. Her friend, Harriet.
Oh, she's cute, though.
Elsie or Harriet?
Harriet, of course. I guess you could call Elsie cute for a man-eating crocodile. Have to give her credit for the energy, though.
Yeah, Harriet is cute. I didn't know we could say that at this age, but you're right. She has kind of an older Doris Day look on her. Very classic.
Isn't Doris Day in her 90s?
Is she still alive?
I don't know. Ask Sarah.
Who's Sarah?
You know, that gal on the phone who answers the questions. My grandson, he taught me how to talk to her last weekend.
You're pulling my leg.
I'm not. Ask your grandkids.
You're setting me up. They already think I'm a useless old fart.
They won't after you tell them you know how to talk to Sarah.
Al, I tell you, you know how to keep things lively. What do you think about dating at our age?
I've always been very fond of you, Ray, but you're not my type.
You know what I mean. Would it be weird for me to ask that Harriet gal on a date? Can we do that anymore?
Hey, I don't see why not. Judy's been gone for a long time, pal.
I know. Still doesn't feel like it, though. But Harriet, I think Judy would have liked her. Don't you think?
If that makes you feel better about it, sure.
Darn it. I don't even know her last name. Think your new friend Sarah would know?
I don't think so, but let's try. Let's see here. What button is that? There she is. Hi, Sarah. Do you know the last name of that gal Harriet from the funeral who looks like an older Doris Day?
Actress Doris Day is 92 years old. She's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline.
What? I told you so.
That wasn't helpful.
If you really want to take Harriet on a date, you can find her easy enough. Elsie says she lives at the retirement community. What the heck was the name of that? Murmuring Rivers.
Whispering Springs? I looked into them when Judy started getting sick.
So look up her friend Elsie over there and whammo, you got your Doris Day.
I don't know. Seems a bit childish. What would I say? Hi, Elsie. I have a crush on your friend.
Why not? The worst she could do is bite your hand off.
Thank you for being here today to honor the memory of dear Bishop. His family will be receiving guests in the Fellowship Hall. Please join them to share in the fond memories you have of Bishop.
Keep it down, Slugger. Didn't anyone tell you this was a funeral when you wandered in here?
Hey, don't you remember me?
Oh, bladder issues, right?
No, that's my pal, Ray. Hey, where's your friend?
Which one?
Why are you being so coy? Do you have the dementia?
I don't know why I'm having trouble remembering you. You're such a charmer.
But you do remember me, right?
Sure I do. You're friends with Ray, the one with the bladder problem. Where is he, in the bathroom?
He didn't come with me this time.
Neither did Harriet.
Well, in that case, will you allow me to escort you to the food?
Fine, but you have to follow my plan, okay?
And what is your plan?
Go to the dessert table and get one of everything. Get me a coffee, decaf, one spoonful of cream, the powdered stuff, not the dairy, and two sugars.
Is that all, Your Highness?
We'll see if you're up to the task.
Jeez, Elsie, you should have warned me.
How would I have my fun if I had warned you?
You're an odd bird, you know that?
I've been called worse. Oh, you must not know the bishop's family. A pack of type 2 diabetics, a lot of them. If I hadn't sent you in, there wouldn't be a speck of sugar to sprinkle left in the place. You're welcome to share my plate.
No, thank you. I'm not much for the sweets.
Well, I didn't know God made such a person. Not much for sweets. What a sad life you must lead.
Say, do you know if your friend Harriet goes out on dates?
Oh, I see. You buttered me up so you could get the scoop on Harriet. What is this, junior high?
No, it's not like that. My friend Ray has a crush on her.
Jeez, this is worse than junior high.
I think so, too, but he just thinks that she's the bee's knees. Thinks she looks like Doris Day.
Yeah, he seems like the type to go for that sort of thing.
Well, what do you think? Should we play Cupid?
Do you know how long I've been friends with Harriet?
No.
20 years.
Is that all?
That's not insignificant. Do you know how we've stayed friends for that long?
I can't say that I do.
Because I don't set her up with men with bladder problems, that's how.
Ah, come on. At least get engaged from her. What's the harm in that?
Well, get me another coffee and I'll think about it. Decaf! Hi, boys. Come on in.
Elsie, thank you so much for putting in a good word with Harriet.
I didn't do any such thing.
Elsie, I thought we had this thing worked out.
You're here for poker night. That's all she suspects. The rest is up to you, Romeo.
Well, thank you for the hospitality, regardless.
Well, what are you doing standing in the doorway for? Get in here.
All right.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thanks for filling in on such short notice.
Indeed, we would have made do with four, but the pot's somewhat smaller.
Boys, this is Oliver and his wife, Juliet, the original model. Rare in these parts.
Nice to meet you both. How do you know Elsie?
Ray here tried to pick up her friend at a funeral.
Oh, Al, Such a jokester.
We did meet at a funeral, though. I assure you, they were both gentlemen.
Well, one of them was, at least.
Don't mind Elsie. Her bark is worse than her bite.
Oliver!
We'll see about that, Ollie. Let's get started. First game is 5-card stud, deuces wild.
Ooh, this is a serious poker game, then.
It sure is. I hope you brought your billfolds, gentlemen.
Oh, Lady Harriet has some feistiness in her, too.
That'll happen hanging out with Elsie. Juliet used to be very sweet until this one came along.
Oh, who's this one supposed to be? You don't mean sweet little old Elsie, do you? You shouldn't be too hard on her. She's convinced me many times not to kick you to the curb.
See what I mean, fellas?
It's true, Ollie. I wouldn't want Julie to miss out on a nice life insurance payout when you kick the bucket. I keep telling her it could be any day now.
Where do you come up with these things?
So are we going to play poker or start taking bets on whose will is most up to date?
Attaboy, Ray!
All right. First, does anyone want a beverage?
Club soda for me.
A hot tea for me, chamomile, if you have it.
If you have ginger ale, that would do fine just for me.
You got anything hotter than bubbly water around here?
No, I do not. I don't want to get sued for someone having heart failure from mixing alcohol with their meds or what have you.
I'll help you in the kitchen, Elsie.
Hey, make mine a water, then. On the rocks!
So what did I say we were playing before?
5-card stud, deuces wild.
Right, so everyone starts with $100 worth of chips.
Whoa, there. That's a bit too rich for my blood.
It's fine. We play nickels for dollars.
Whew! I was going to have to make a trip to the ATM.
Only if you lose.
She's got you there. Juliet, will you do the honors?
My pleasure.
Oliver, were you in the army?
Nah, I had an old football injury that left me with a bum knee. Why do you ask?
Oh, the poker chips. I didn't know they made them with the insignia like that.
They're mine. Well, my late husband's, actually.
How about that? Did he go overseas?
He did. Vietnam.
My Joe was there, too.
I did, too.
Vietnam?
Yep. 1966.
That's when Freddie was there, too. We had just gotten engaged when he was drafted. He wanted to get married before he left, but I refused. I told him we would get married when he returned home safely.
And did that work out?
It did. We were married for 46 years when he passed away 3 years ago.
You said your husband's name was Freddie?
Yes, Frederick Allison.
Son of a gun.
You didn't know him, did you?
This is gonna sound crazy, but yes, I did. We were in the same platoon.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle.
Oh, you're sure it was the same Frederick Allison?
I'm definitely sure. You know, Harriet, when I met you at Louise's funeral a couple of months back, I thought you looked familiar, but...
Oh?
Yeah, he thinks you look like Doris Day.
I can see that.
You looked familiar to me because, and not to sound creepy, I would fall asleep looking at a photo of you. Fred had it tacked to the wall beside his bed, which was across from mine. You used to have blonde hair? And in the photo, you were wearing a purple scarf and holding a daisy up to your cheek.
Was that you, Harriet?
Oh, my stars. Yes, Freddie loved that picture of me.
Do you still got the photo?
Sadly, no. We moved around quite a bit when we were first married and lost several boxes during one of them. I'm missing lots of pictures from those days.
Oh, that's terrible. That would make me just sick.
It's all right. I have my memories, at least for now.
Still, what are the odds? It's remarkable that Raymond recognized you from that specific picture.
Yeah, I'd say the odds are in old Ray's favor tonight, huh, Ray? You met your dream girl!
Maybe someone's dreamed me, Mo.
Elsie, aren't you older than all of us?
Darn right, and I'll outlive all of you, too.
Harriet, I hope I'm not being too forward, but... would you like to have dinner sometime? I'd love to share some stories about Fred with you.
I, Well, that's very kind.
It's dinner, not a marriage proposal.
It's just a lot to take in. Yes, Raymond, dinner sounds lovely.
All right, all right, all right. Can we play some dang cards already? The sock hop can't go all night, you know.
Okay, Dillison!
Thank you for being here today to honor the memory of dear Agnes. Her family will be receiving guests in the fellowship hall. Please join them to share in the sweet memories you have of Agnes.
Do you think we can get a frequent visitor punch card to this place?
Well, that would be convenient, wouldn't it? I bet I'd have enough punches for a free coffin at this point.
Or at least an urn.
Elsie, we're not even out of the church yet.
Heck, if I waited to be out of church to say anything, I'd be a mute. This is my third funeral in 2 months.
That's actually not bad. This is my fifth.
Well, it's the saying, death comes in threes unless you're Ray.
Death comes in too many multiples at our age.
Say, did you lovebirds have your romantic evening talking about Harriet's dead husband yet?
We did.
It was lovely. Raymond told me some stories about Freddy I'd never heard before.
Oh, I bet he appreciated that from beyond the grave.
So when's the next date? Or we'll be straight to the wedding bells.
We agreed at our dinner that it was a great place to start a wonderful friendship. Harriet, I've been meaning to ask you, though, where did you find that photo? I thought you said you lost it during a move. It was very sweet of you to send it to me.
What photo?
You know, the photo. The photo of you wearing the purple scarf with the daisy.
Quit pulling my leg.
Harriet, are you sure you're still all together in the noggin?
3 days after our date, I received an envelope with no return address. No letter, just the picture.
Well, what do you make of that? Think old Freddy's giving his blessing?
That's so odd. I swear I haven't seen that photo since the 70s.
Maybe it's a sign, though.
Yes. Perhaps it's a sign I should go see a neurologist.
Go easy on yourself, Harriet. There has to be an explanation. Maybe we could look into it together.
Certainly. But as friends, mind you.
Understood.
Ah, phooey! I thought all the stars were aligned for you, pal.
Aren't we all a little old to be dating anyone anyway?
Guess that depends on Al's answer.
My answer to what? Did I miss something?
When are you going to take me out to dinner, yo coot?
That depends.
On what?
Can you still see to drive at night? Because I sure can't.
Heck no. I figured we'd go to the IHOP for their senior citizen early bird special.
Consider it a date, then.
Gently falls the rain. I only had the one true love. Now in greenwood he lies slain. sit and mourn all on his grave for 12 months and a day. And when 12 months and the day had passed, a voice spoke from the deep. Who is it sits all on my grave and will not let me sleep? 'Tis I, thine own true love, who sits all on your grave. For I ask one kiss from your sweet lips, and that is all I crave. My breast is cold as the clay, my breath is earthly strong. And if you kiss my cold clay lips, your time will not be long. See down on yonder grave, sweetheart, where we were wont to walk. The fairest flower that e'er I saw has withered to the stalk. When will we meet again, sweetheart? When will we meet again? When the autumn leaves that fall from the trees are green and spring up again.
And that wraps up another episode of Fireside Mystery Theater. Elsie was played by Allison Gwynn. Harriet was played by Mary Murphy. Ray was played by Eric Davey Gislason. And Al was played by Michael Pate. Bill Heidrich played the part of Oliver. James Reeser played the Reverend. And the part of Juliet was played by me, Ali Silva. The musical performance, The Unquiet Grave, was sung by Annabelle Rollison. Beyond the Grave was written by Rebecca Graves and directed by Annabelle Rollison. Our show is produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Daniel and Rebecca Graves, and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our theme music is by Jason Graves. Our musical score was improvised by Steve Blanco. Our sound designer and engineer is Greg Russ. Our technical director is Johnny Goddard. And our production coordinator is Dahlia Morali. If you enjoy what we do, show us some love by giving us a rating and review on iTunes. It really helps us out in so many ways. Let us know what episodes or characters are your favorites, or anything you'd like to hear more of in the future. We are always truly grateful for your feedback. New York City area friends and fans, mark those calendars now for Sunday, April 27th at 7 p.m. Better yet, get your tickets in advance at slipperroom.com for our next live show, An Ear for Music. One night only at the Slipper Room. Remember, you can download your free audiobook today. Go to audibletrial.com/fireside. Again, that's audibletrial.com/fireside for your free audiobook and free 30-day trial. And did you know you could get all sorts of cool stuff emblazoned with our dazzling logo? You can! Go to the merch page at firesidemysterytheater.com and check it out. This is Ali Silva wishing you much love and laughter always, as we remember the past, look to the future, and mind the shadows.